morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. So good to have you with us as yet again we come your way an hour early so that we can bring you each day's coverage, gavel to gavel, of the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump. NPR's live coverage gets underway less than an hour, 10 o'clock right here on 89.3. Film Week will be preempted today as well as tomorrow because the impeachment trial also takes place tomorrow. So you'll be able to hear Film Week on air Sunday at noon here on KPCC. But it also is available right now at kpcc.org/filmweek. It's there. You can listen to Film Week immediately. I recorded it with our critics yesterday and got a lot of interesting reviews of the films that are out this week. But we begin with the future of the .org online universe. The company that controls .org has put the registry of domain names up for sale. And some nonprofits that use that suffix for their websites have concerns about the move. An active protest is scheduled to be underway right now in front of the organization that handles the assigned names and numbers for the Internet. It's known as ICANN, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. They're headquartered in Playa Vista here in Los Angeles. And joining us from the site of that scheduled protest is Amy Sample Ward, the CEO of Inten, a nonprofit focused on promoting the use of technology for nonprofits. Ms. Sample Ward, thank you for being with us. How many folks have shown up this morning to protest?
Thanks so much for having me. We've already got over 10 folks here, and we're a little surprised since we weren't really planning to kick off just yet. But I can't see them from where I am, so there may be more already. I've gone somewhere a little bit more quiet to call in, and I'm joined with a partner on this campaign, Cara Gagliano, staff attorney for EFF.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation have also expressed concerns about this. So just to give a little background on the story, the Internet Society, which currently runs the registry of .org domains, is selling off to Ethos Capital, which is a private equity firm, this registration, $1.1 billion, apparently the agreed-upon price. Why does this concern your organization?
It concerns us for quite a number of reasons. I think really what we're trying to focus on today at ICANN is that ICANN has a responsibility to ensure that if there's going to be a change in the .org ownership, that it goes through a multi-stakeholder process. There has currently been no effort by ICANN or by the Internet Society to notify the 10.5 million .org registrants that there could be a change here and that they could be a part of deciding what that change looks like. Ultimately, if this sale were to go through, we have a number of concerns ranging from pricing to the selling of data to censorship that could impact nonprofits, not only in the U.S. Remember, there are organizations and grassroots groups around the world who rely on the .org domain to convey that they are a social good organization.
Now, on the pricing, it's very inexpensive, as I understand right now. It was about $10 a year for a nonprofit to register a .org domain. What are the concerns about potential increases?
Sure. I think $10 a year for a domain may seem cheap for an organization based here in Los Angeles. But if we're thinking about the global user community, any price increase is dramatic. Of course, we've heard from Ethos Capital a promise and estimation that they wouldn't increase the price by more than 10% on average. But at the end of the day, we all know that if the price there isn't what's changing, they're going to have to make that money back from that $1.1 billion sale another way. And that means selling data.
And the reasons given, as I understand it, that it's being sold by the Internet Society is that there's just not a lot of new registration under .org. And so their revenue is, I guess, not growing. This gives them, as a nonprofit, a stable endowment from the sale that they can use for their various purposes. You think they should only, if they want to sell it, have to sell it to another nonprofit? Or what sort of restrictions do you think should be included?
I think that if the Internet Society and PIR feel that it is no longer something that they can care for and steward, then there should be a multi-stakeholder process to reassign it. It is not something that is for sale.
And I think it's important to understand, as kind of the background here, the responsibility of running the registry. This is not something that ISOC purchased and now wants to sell off. ICANN in 2002 solicited bids to find the best new registry operator to operate .org. And ISOC's bid, which involved the creation of the public interest registry, was really focused on its public interest history and how it could run .org in a way that serves the public interest. And ultimately, that was why ICANN chose ISOC and PIR, and in fact, the previous registry, VeriSign, gave them a $5 million endowment to run .org well and responsibly. So this isn't something that they paid for and now are selling off. It's something they were entrusted with, and if they no longer want it, that's fine, but we don't see that they have any entitlement to profit and get $1 billion from getting rid of that.
So with the protest today, you're hoping to have ICANN and Playa Vista put the brakes on this. I understand a final vote scheduled for February 17th. Do you think that you can delay this, or that ICANN might halt the process?
Yeah, I don't know, honestly, that the vote is scheduled for the 17th, but the 17th is the firm deadline for ICANN as an organization to either step aside and allow the sale to continue moving through its next components or to stop the sale.
Okay.
Right now, I think we are trying to remind both the staff and the board that it is ICANN's mission and duty to step in here. And whether within ICANN they'll take that responsibility at the board level or the staff level is still to be seen.
And again, ICANN is the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. They are the regulatory body for all of domain names. And they happen to be headquartered right here in Southern California in Playa Vista. That's where this protest, organized by the nonprofit IN10 and the Electronic Frontier Foundation, the digital rights organization, is taking place over the sale of the .org part of the registry of domain names. Again, the Internet Society, and nonprofit, has been responsible for registrants with .org URLs, and they are in the process of selling it off for more than $1 billion to the private equity firm Ethos Capital. Before I let you go, Amy, you mentioned concerns about censorship, or that URLs could become inactive as a result of Ethos Capital kowtowing to an authoritarian government or something like that. It would seem, though, if they did that, they would be risking a wholesale exodus of companies using .org, wouldn't they?
So this is Cara Gagliano speaking. I think, you know, they can say that and say, you know, users can vote with their feet. But in the context of .org, that really rings false. Because when you think about it, especially organizations that have been using .org web addresses for years, I mean, EFF has had EFF.org for close to 30 years. For us to suddenly switch to, you know, EFF dot anything else would be not only a huge investment in terms of even just reprinting all our materials,
sure,
trying to publicize the change, but it would also, you know, lose that recognition and that trust that comes with our .org name that we have built up over decades at this point. So say that, you know, if organizations don't like it, they'll just choose a different domain and capitalism will work and everything will even out. that's really, we think, pretty disingenuous.
Or let me just interject here. There was a guest switch out unbeknownst to us. That was Cara Galliano, staff attorney for the Electronic Frontier Foundation, the digital rights organizations I mentioned. They with In10, another nonprofit organizing this protest against the sale of the .org online registry. Let me bring into the conversation the CEO of the Internet Society, the nonprofit that works on Internet-related standards. They currently run the .org registry and are in the process of selling it, the CEO, Andrew Sullivan. Mr. Sullivan, thank you for being with us. Let's talk about the concerns that have been raised about increase in the cost of registry for nonprofits, as well as concerns that the private equity company could kowtow to authoritarian governments and interfere with the ability of the operation of .org sites.
Hi, thank you for inviting me, and thanks for asking. I wanted to just be a little bit clear about what it is that's being sold before we go on to the questions you have, because it's not actually true that we're selling the .org registry. The .org registry is run by Public Interest Registry. It's a company, and they're currently a supporting organization. You could think of them as a subsidiary of the Internet Society, and that's what's being sold. We're selling a company. But they have the contract to run .org, and that is the reason for the concerns. I understand the concerns. I understand what people are worried about. Ethos Capital, who are purchasing this, they have stated not just that they will restrict the price increases to about $1 a year on the basis of the current current price, but also that they're willing to put that in their corporate charter. So they're putting that into the incorporation documents that will control this entity. And this is a protection that actually doesn't exist today. The current agreement between Public Interest Registry and ICANN doesn't contain a price cap. So they're prepared, in fact, to make commitments to the community that are greater than anything that is in place today. Similarly, on the point of censorship, or for that matter, of selling data, to begin with, it's important to recognize that selling data is actually not allowed underneath the existing agreements between ICANN and Public Interest Registry or other registries. It's not allowed, and we support that at the Internet Society. We're very keen on having those kinds of restrictions in the agreements. We would be the first to the barriers if those kinds of restrictions were taken out of those agreements. Similarly, registries are generally not in a position to do content regulation the way people are worried about. Now, I recognize the worry, because it is a serious worry that registries could be used in this way. And this is one of the things that the Internet Society has been quite consistent in pushing against. And Ethos has committed in their formation documents, once again, to set up a stewardship council that would restrict the things that that Ethos could do. So this is something that would ultimately be destructive of the value that they think they're purchasing when they're purchasing PIR. Really, they're purchasing the brand and the. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, what about the argument? I think it was Amy Sample Ward of In10 was making that to purchase it for $1.1 billion, that Ethos Capital is going to have to significantly increase the cost of registry. That's the only way this makes sense business-wise for them. Can you respond to that contention?
I can. The registry produces it's about $100 million a year, as you said. There's about 10 million registrations in it, and it has about it's about $10 a year. This is the wholesale price. This isn't the price that is charged end users. .org or any other registry can't talk to the registrants directly. There's a retail layer in between called registrars. But in any case, it's about $10 a year. So there is that revenue, and about half of that comes today to the Internet Society. So this is a little more than $50 million a year that currently is delivered to the Internet Society, so we can work on the programs that we work on, because we don't concern ourselves primarily with the domain name system. We're working to make sure that the internet is available to everyone, that it's a force for good for humanity. And those are problems that we're working on around the world. So that's the model.
Okay. I want to thank you for being with us, the CEO of the Internet Society, the nonprofit that works on internet-related standards and policy, Andrew Sullivan, and the organization currently has its division that runs the .org registry, that division being sold in the process to the private equity firm Ethos Capital. You can share your comments on the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Coming up, we'll talk about this morning's announcement by the Trump administration that it might cut funding to California if California doesn't do away with the requirement that all private health insurance plans include coverage for abortion services. Back in 1 minute.